poll, Donald Trump commands GOP's greatest favorability rating, Romney and McConnell lowest. By Wendell Hussebo on April 20, 2022. Donald Trump holds the greatest net favorability among Republicans, while failed presidential candidate Senator Mitt Romney, RUT, and Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY, ranked the lowest, a Wednesday YouGov poll revealed. Coming in with a net favorability rating of plus 63, Trump leads Donald Trump Jr., plus 57, and Governor Ron DeSantis, plus 53, Senator Ted Cruz, plus 43, Nikki Haley, plus 41. Meanwhile, Romney's net approval rating was minus 31. The difference between Romney's approval rating and Trump's is 94 points. In second to last place came McConnell, who scored minus 3. McConnell's mark is a 66-point separation from Trump. Both Romney and McConnell are establishment Republicans. While leading the charge to protect the Washington, D.C., uniparty from destruction, in 2021, both voted with Democrats to fund President Biden's corrupt government and worked with Democrats to pass the president's costly infrastructure package. In 2022, both men have supported anti-American first primary candidates, such as warmonger Representative Liz Cheney, RY, who is in a tough primary fight against Trump-endorsed Harriet Hageman. Because of the radically unpopular form of politics both senators wield, the future of the two senators remains unknown, though McConnell has promised to again run for GOP Senate leader. McConnell, however, may be challenged by Senator Rick Scott, RFL, at the reported behest of Donald Trump. Romney has not announced he will run for re-election in 2024. If he does, he will likely face a tough MAGA primary candidate, Utah's Attorney General Sean Reyes. Trump, the antithesis of McConnell and Romney, has moved the Republican Party beyond the establishment Republican philosophy of continual war, illegal immigration, and the globalist party of Davos, World Economic Forum. Trump has so transformed the Republican Party that Hispanics and Latinos have begun to become Republicans under the banner of a workers' party, defined by American First policies. Black voters, too, are leaving the Democrat Party and supporting America First as a result of illegal immigration into inner cities. The fault line between Trump and the establishment was defined well before Trump ran for president in 2016. In 2012, the establishment Republicans commissioned an autopsy report that was produced after Romney lost the election to Barack Obama. The autopsy called on Republicans to blend in with Democrats and support the Washington, D.C. establishment's policies that failed to secure victory in the 2012 presidential election. The successful policies Donald Trump implemented during his presidency stand in stark contrast to the autopsy, which has since been dubbed a failure. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter and Getter at Wendell Hussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.